Hi, I'm Vivian Williams with headlines from the Mayo Clinic News Network. Do certain blood pressure medications increase a woman's risk of breast cancer? Well, that's been a concern, but researchers at the Intermountain Medical Center Heart Institute in Utah found no, they do not. They looked at more than 3,700 records of women with no history of breast cancer and who used calcium channel blockers to control blood pressure. They found only a minimal risk increase in one study and a 50% reduced risk in a second. So they recommend women continue to use these medications to help prevent heart attack and stroke. Now on to news about people born with heart defects. An experimental three-dimensional printed model of the heart may help surgeons treat these patients. That's according to research presented at the American Heart Association's scientific sessions. Now, most surgeons look at two-dimensional images from x-rays or MRIs when they prep for surgery, but those pictures don't tell the whole complex story. By using 2D technology as a guide, doctors can build a 3D model of the heart to show where complicated defects are. They say it helps them make better decisions before they go into surgery. And this research was done at the University of Illinois College of Medicine. And from Mayo Clinic, a diagnostic test that looks at how your chromosomes are arranged can figure out whether two separate lung cancers in the same patient are independent tumors or a tumor that has spread to another part of the lung. For patients with multiple tumors, that distinction could mean the difference between early-stage cancer that may be cured by surgery and incurable late-stage disease. Here's Dr. Dennis Weigel.
So this study is important for the main reason that up until the publication of these results, if someone had two different lesions in different parts of the body or even two different lesions in the lung, we were unable to tell definitively whether or not those were related. And this is an especially pressing problem for lung cancer, given that with lung cancer screening, approximately 15 to 20% of people will present with multiple nodules, and us not really being in a position to be able to tell whether those nodules might be related or not.
This research is published in the Journal of Clinical Oncology. And finally, blueberries. They are superstars among those who say the fruit is good for heart health, better memory, and digestion. And they also say blueberries improve night vision. Well, some scientists checked out this claim and found maybe they can't help you see better at night. They found a blueberry-rich diet did not improve night vision, but it did help people see better after exposed to bright light. Their report is in the Journal of Agricultural and Food Chemistry. And that's a look at headlines from the Mayo Clinic News Network. I'm Vivian Williams.